This is Day to Day. I'm Joe Palca. In a few minutes, France struggles to contain a rising and troublesome wolf population. But first, Mike Fay is out of Africa, has been out for about a day now. Fay is an explorer and biologist for the Wildlife Conservation Society. He's best known for his conservation walk across the Congo Basin, where he spent 15 months walking 2,000 miles and recording a huge amount of environmental data. This latest project, the flyover, was an effort to collect data from around the continent. He flew from south to north in a small plane, putting down at out-of-the-way landing strips and talking with locals and officials and conservation workers along the way. Shortly after ending the flight yesterday, Mike Fay told Day to Day's Alex Chadwick about the flyover.
We traveled about three times around the Earth at the equator. We did about 600 hours, and we've seen unbelievable numbers of places. You know, it's been like being in a time machine for the past 7 months.
I've been reading your dispatches, and along the way you run into problems, but you actually find that a lot of places look better than you expected them to.
Yeah, conservation is a priority in many countries in Africa, so I think the bottom line is very positive.
Arusha in Tanzania, you write about. In the past 15 years, I've seen Arusha, this town, I guess, go from a dusty kind of farm town to a city of massive proportions with suburbs, traffic jams, and a place where you keep your windows rolled up in your car for fear of someone lifting something from you. So as someone who has traveled very widely in Africa for 20 years and more, you do find this as well, these human population centers that are really burgeoning and growing wildly.
But the untold story about Arusha is you have Meru National Park that has this virgin forest growing on its slopes, and the city depends 100% on the water and the life coming out of that mountain. And natural resource management and this ethic of keeping nature alive is very deep in those places, and it's paying off. And when I traveled around Tanzania, and, you know, we're taking a picture every 20 seconds over the landscape, and I'm looking at cities, I'm seeing paved roads, and at the same time, I'm seeing parks full of wildlife. You know, I'm seeing forests that look perfectly intact, and the story of Africa that I hoped we would find has certainly come true for me.
When we first talked last June, when you were taking off, you told me this expedition flyover of yours was going to take about a year. You're ending it early. Have you run out of energy, run out of airplane? Is everybody just beat?
I'm the expedition leader, so I take responsibility for outcomes. I think that we have accomplished our objectives. We've traveled the distance that we set out to travel. We've missed a few key places that I'm definitely going to go back to, like southern Sudan, and we're making plans for that as I speak. But battle fatigue is something that sets in when you're listening to a small engine flying over precarious situations day after day, month after month for 200 days. And I think at a certain point you have to say, okay, guys, let's push this thing to the end point now, because we want to get to the end.
You're the guy who managed to walk across the Congo Basin. Are you saying that in some way it's easier to walk than it is to fly?
Absolutely. Every step that you take on a walk, you have much more control over what happens than you do in an airplane. And you don't have that mechanical aspect that is crucial to your survival. You know, there's just so many different places that things can go wrong in an airplane that you're thinking about it every day. And when you're walking, you're not thinking like that.
Well, Mike, you've made it to the end of the mega flyover. Congratulations.
Thanks, Alex.
That was Mike Fay, expedition leader of the Africa Mega Flyover, speaking with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.